From wherever you may be, glad you are here. Our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, ricklimpert.info, and then Rick's own tech site where he's posting all the stuff he's working on and covering during the week, wirelesswednesday.live. Good weekend to you, Rick.
Good weekend, Sully, and a chance where if the rain holds off a little bit, maybe I can get some stuff done outside.
Yes, and there will be people getting outside, whether it's raining or not, and getting on their bicycle. That's what we're going to be talking about today in our conversation. Since 1956, the League of American Bicyclists has sponsored National Bike Month. That's underway, and that's the focus on the talk this weekend.
Yeah, the focus, but really part of the focus, Sully, is Atlanta has really become a big biking city. When you look at the rankings of bike-friendly and the amount of bicyclists in a particular metropolitan area, Atlanta's really went up the chart. That's maybe kind of an under-reported or an underrated story here in the metro area.
Indeed, and we're going to talk about some things related to cycling, and you can kind of envision those being not only here in Metro Atlanta, but anywhere else for that matter. Let's start off by talking about some equipment, backpacks from Solo for bicycling. What did you learn about these?
Yeah, this past week was National Bike to Work Day. So if you're going to work, you probably need something to carry your papers or your tablet or your laptop in. So this company called Solo makes really stylish laptops and comfortable laptops that you could use for biking, Sully, and they hold up to 17-inch laptops, which with a lot of other companies, those are not available or special order. So a few different mentions I'll put in the show notes of the backpacks. The Elite is really a nice one, sleek and comfortable. And they're all under $80, so a great price point for a durable backpack that you can use while you're bicycling.
All right, now we're going to talk about Peloton. You've probably seen the commercials for this, and if you watch any cycling at all on TV, I know the Tour de France comes up in July, but there are other competitions which NBCSN airs quite a bit of. But on any of the sports channels, you're going to see commercials for Peloton, the indoor cycling device and exercise system. What about this?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and Sully, it's good to see these are now popping up in gyms. They're popping up in hotel little workout rooms and gyms. So Peloton's the best indoor cycling experience you can get, and it really does feel like you're riding a real bike outdoors, and they really keep upgrading the software and the firmware on these. They have indoor cycling studio in the U.K. that will live stream different cycling experiences to different time zones around the world. And it's a really engaging experience. It's great exercise, and it's entertaining as well. So love Peloton and what they keep doing, revolutionizing in kind of the fitness industry when it comes to cycling.
And it's got a nice big screen on it, so you'll never be lonely, Rick. That's what we need.
And a comfortable seat for your bottom, Sully. That's one thing that a lot of indoor cycling items do not have. It's a very comfortable bike to ride.
All right, next thing we're going to talk about, I'm interested in this whether I'm on a bike or not, a packable jacket from Rafa. I am willing to spend some money on a good raincoat that I'm able to take with me and pack easily. How did this one impress you? What makes it worth the money?
Because it's really a quality jacket. So, yeah, if you mean it, if you're looking to invest in a packable jacket, if you're bicycling, if you're out walking, this is really a good one. I know you're kind of a jacket person anyway, Sully. It's a waterproof, windproof. You can crumple it up and fold it up, and it pops right back to its shape. Really comfortable, and you don't have to worry about the weather, any weather conditions with this Rafa packable jacket. $200, but like I said, really an investment that if you're going to use a jacket or you are a jacket wearer, this is a must-have.
Looks pretty sharp. It's the one that I see the picture of here. It's in yellow. Are they available in different colors, though?
Well, we got some different colors, and it's got that long tail in the back, a little longer tail in the back, Sully. So for people riding bikes, it helps if you got the mud or the water flying behind you, it really helps protect you from that. So, yeah, check out the website. It's Rafa, RAPHA.CC. A lot of different products on there. A really cool company.
All right, now, if you are on a bicycle in most parts of this country anyway, you are required to have some lights on that moving vehicle, if you will, because that's what they're referred to in a lot of places. Tell us about the Cosmo bike lights, cosmoconnected.com.
Yeah, so like a little light device that attaches to your helmet. You should also be wearing a helmet. We should mention that. And then it lights up to show when you decelerate. The people behind you can see that. It also will detect when you get too close to somebody and can alert emergency services in case an event that you don't want to happen does happen. It's got turn signals on it. It's really a cool, great device for a biker for $60. Won a CES Innovation Award this year. I voted for it, and it's out. And the link in the show notes. If you're a biker, this is a no-brainer. Attaches to your helmet, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it is, looks pretty cool. And we cannot get through a segment of the Rick Limpert discussion each week without talking about an app. I know you love them, and I love them too. But this great bicycling app that you found, Map My Ride, what are some of the features that stood out to you in this?
Well, there's some features that stand out, sorry, but then there's some hidden features to it as well that I like. So Map My Ride, this is where you, if you're in your own city or maybe you're visiting a city and you're on one of those bikes that you can pick up and drop off in the big cities now, it will give you a map and let you see exactly where you're going, live tracking. You can customize your routes if you're looking to go someplace maybe you've never been before from point to point, and we'll maybe even show you the quickest way to do it. But Sully, kind of the hidden thing is it'll save your route in there, and in case something does happen to you, your friends, that you can share it with your friends ahead of time that you're going to be on this ride, and they'd be able to see exactly where you are on a map or on your ride, on your route, and be able to come and help you. So it's good that if you're on a bike ride by yourself and someone else knows where you're going, this app allows that to happen.
Pretty cool, and always love when you talk about the safety features of a lot of the things that you cover. It's just really important to be safe out there, especially when you're on two wheels out there by yourself at times. Let's not forget that yesterday, as we talk here on Saturday, yesterday was National Bike to Work Day. But this is a movement that isn't limited to just one day, Rick. How are folks celebrating this year?
Well, I remember when this first started years ago, they made a pretty big deal about it. Now it's a date on the calendar. But not only promotes exercise, but also fuel conservation, fewer emissions. In a city like Atlanta, Sully, this is potentially huge because, if we can keep 1, 2, 10, 20, 100 less cars on the road, that helps everybody in traffic. And I don't think there's anything wrong with biking to work. I think a lot of companies have set up bike racks or allow you to bring your bike inside and store it for your ride home. I think more and more people, if they're able to do this, have a bike route, a safe bike route to work, and the elements permit it, go for it.
And maybe a place for them to shower up once they arrive, because they can be a little sweaty after that long ride to work.
It gets a little humid out there, as we know. We're both sweaters, and I wish I was able to ride a bike more near where I live. I have a development where I live, but then the state highway out in front of where I live, it's pretty dangerous. I saw some people biking out there today, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I want to do that. So more bike paths and more places to safely bike, I think, around Atlanta are needed.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to all of the cyclists out there that diligently follow the rules of the road when they are in traffic. It is not easy to be on a bicycle in this town, and the ones that I do see that really just try to fit in and understand that, this is kind of a new thing, seeing bicycles on the road on a regular basis on some of the busier streets. And there are some exceptional cyclists out there who are just really doing their best to make a smooth integration into this and really respecting the other vehicles and the pedestrians that are walking along the sidewalk as they make it from place to place. So I just want to give a shout out to them.
Yep, that's big. Pardon the pun, but it is a two-way street between the vehicle drivers and the cyclists. Everybody has to obey the rules, and we'll all be safe. So thanks for mentioning that.
Absolutely. Well, always good to catch up. Hope you enjoy the weekend. Always enjoy the conversation. You can follow Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell. And then if you want to check out the things Rick is covering and working on during the week, wirelesswednesday.live. Have a good one, my friend.
Thanks, all.